The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Maryland is continuing to climb. It reached 423 yesterday, and that is leading to a lot of anxiety. Will there be enough ventilators for patients or enough hospital beds? Officials with the U.S. Justice Department say scam artists are taking advantage of these uncertain times. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Federal investigators recently discovered a group of scammers who set up a phony website that appeared to be affiliated with the Johns Hopkins University very popular map that shows all the COVID-19 cases in the world. Maryland U.S. Attorney Robert Herr explains what it really did.
And what it was designed to do by the people that had set up the website was to take everyone that clicked on the website to get that information that was being presented to the public, and it would infect the user's computers with malware.
He says this is the kind of scam that even more sophisticated people might fall prey to.
The real map affiliated with Johns Hopkins, of course, is an important resource. The scammers and fraudsters are often using the veneer of those legitimate organizations in order to gain your trust and urge you to click places on the web that you really shouldn't be.
That website has been taken down, but Herr says it's a strategy that he expects to see again. So he urges people to get information from reputable sources like the Center for Disease Control, the State Health Department, or Johns Hopkins University directly. He says people are justifiably scared and vulnerable to false information.
Received complaints about emails purporting to come from a local hospital here in Maryland hawking a so-called COVID-19 or coronavirus vaccine. There is no such thing as the coronavirus vaccine yet, but people are trying to prey on the public's fears in order to make money, steal money.
Herr says there are automatic tells that it's a fraudster. Did they ask for prepaid credit cards or gift cards instead of cash or checks? Do they want the last four digits of your social security number? And one part of the population is particularly vulnerable, he says.
A lot of attention has been paid to how the elderly portion of our population is particularly vulnerable to the physical aspects of coronavirus. But I also want to highlight the fact that elderly victims are often the ones that fall prey to this type of financial fraud. They're particularly vulnerable. They may be even more isolated now than before.
Of the 6 million Marylanders in 2016, a little more than 15% were over the age of 65, according to census data. Again, Herr.
So if you have elderly folks in your family or in your circle of friends, make sure that you're checking in on them, not only to inquire about their physical safety, but also to warn them about the risks to their pocketbooks.
And it's not just federal investigators who are seeing scams. A spokesperson for the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company says customers have told them they've received reports that scammers are offering cash or credit incentives from BG&E in order to receive personal information. At a time when people are worried about their health, their jobs, or making their mortgage payments, Herr says, it's dangerous to underestimate the creativity of fraudsters and hackers. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.